This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. A high-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a five-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A crucial meeting of National Democratic Alliance NDA parliamentary parties underway in New Delhi. The meeting is being attended by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah and other NDA members from Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The meeting comes amid a stalemate in Parliament over the opposition demand for discussion on Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in Bihar. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that, like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing oil from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 211 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by International Airport Transport Association, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. According to IATA, India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023, ahead of Japan, which handled 205 million passengers. The US remains the world's biggest aviation market. China was the second biggest passenger market, while UK was at the third spot. Over now to the weather. In Telangana, following heavy rains in Hyderabad and other parts of the state last evening, State Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy directed district collectors and officials concerned to be on high alert. Speaking at a meeting with officials, he directed all departments to work in coordination and take relief measures in low-lying areas. In Kerala, intensity of rain is increasing. The Meteorological Department has issued warning for all 14 districts in the state. A report.
Red alert is declared in Ernakulam, Idukki and Thrissur districts of Kerala with chances of extremely heavy rainfall of 20 cm and above. Six districts are under orange alert with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall. All other five districts are under yellow alert. Strong winds along the Kerala coast is also predicted and fishing activities are banned. M. Smithy, Akashvani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
India pulled off a thrilling six-run wicket against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday evening to level the five-match series 2-2. Indian equities witnessed a subdued opening session today amid fresh threat from the US President Donald Trump to impose higher tariffs on India over Russian oil purchase. Sensex declined 199 points or 0.25% to 80,819, while Nifty 50 slipped 44 points or 0.18% to 24,679. And that is the end of this news bulletin.